Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. When students are taking several classes a week and are in the classroom for hours at a time, it can be difficult to absorb all the information. Charlene DeVonzo, a professor of ecology at Hampshire College, explains how her research team is working with professors to make material easier to retain.
Although my field is marine ecology, I'm now working on National Science Foundation projects to improve the teaching of college biology nationwide. Introductory biology is a course taken by tens of thousands of students each semester, and it's a nearly impossible course to teach. University faculty often face hundreds of students in lecture halls. The text may be thousands of pages long because the field of biology has exploded with new discoveries. My research team's goal is to help faculty focus on a few concepts and abandon the idea of covering too much information. This is often difficult for professors, partly because all of the content seems so important to them. For many students, though, introductory biology seems like a fire hose of unconnected details. Recently, educators nationwide have worked hard to identify a few essential concepts for biology courses. However, once professors settle on a few concepts, how do they know whether students genuinely understand them? Key to our research is a set of questions that were developed by interviewing students in detail about biological processes, such as photosynthesis and use of food, which enabled us to identify common misunderstandings. These questions were given to introductory biology students to answer, both at the beginning and at the end of a course. If at the end of the class, students perform poorly on questions that seem so obvious to faculty, this motivates professors to examine their teaching. We can then work with these teachers over several years to make fundamental changes to improve their teaching.
That was Hampshire College's Charlene DeVonzo. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College. I could work weekends if I worked real hard. I could mow your backyard.